Write what you know about. It's a time-tested path countless writers have traveled to best-selling books and films. So when Rachel Sparks took her first turn at genre fiction, her subject was obvious.
Resistant infections, antibiotics, and problems with that.
Sparks makes her living as a copywriter and marketer in the field of human tissue transplants and infectious diseases, and she has worked with families who have just lost loved ones, helping them through the process of tissue donation.
There had been a story that had come out. Researchers predicted that by 2050, 10 million people would die from resistant infections. And it just gave me a lot of fertile ground to start thinking about what it would be like to be in that world and someone to, you know, be a survivor in that world.
Sparks' debut novel is called Resistant. It's about a woman whose blood holds the cure to solving a global epidemic. She's on the run from government researchers who are after her blood and at the same time navigating a new love interest and a fraught relationship with her father.
I'd always loved sci-fi that was really grounded in hard science. Not fantasy, but rather the kind of Michael Crichton-esque stories. But I also wanted some more fiction to be available to me that involved both family stories and stories about love and stories about, you know, adventures, and also tied in the science. And I felt like there really weren't any authors that I could find that were writing like that. So I kind of wrote what I wanted to read.
But it's Sparks' personal story that should encourage every would-be novelist. Sparks didn't follow a template for writing or structuring her book, and she didn't seek an agent or publisher. Instead, with a supportive husband and a 2-year-old daughter to factor in, Sparks invested about $25,000 of her own money, first for the services of what's called a hybrid publisher, to edit, design, and print her book, and then for a publicist to market it.
Oh God, it's terrifying. I have a daughter. It's scary. But I have confidence in myself, and I'd saved that money for things I wanted to do with my life. So it's kind of rather like deciding that you want to go and get a PhD. That's a risk. You're hoping that it will lead to a career. Or if you wanted to become a nurse practitioner, if you wanted to pursue another line of career that also required an investment to reach the credibility level that would get you a job.
Sparks grew up with a single mother in Waco, Texas, and bounced around in adulthood between Austin and San Antonio and moved to Asheville in 2015 with her husband and toddler daughter. Writing a book moved from one of those someday goals into an active pursuit when her husband made a bet over which of the two of them would first finish their passion project. 9 months later, Sparks finished her manuscript.
I felt like this was my first book that I would have a lot more, and I kind of wanted to roll the dice on myself and make a bet that my work was good enough to get recognized without me having to go through the traditional publishing route.
Writing this novel wasn't exactly a breeze. Sparks found she needed to update her knowledge in the rapidly evolving science of infectious disease. She also had to translate complex science for a mainstream readership. But Sparks has had rare validation for an essentially self-published author. A reviewer for Publishers Weekly called her book smart and alarmingly relevant, and Resistant racked up sales of 1,500 physical copies during its first 6 weeks on bookshelves. Sparks plans shopping a sequel to traditional publishers, and she's already finished writing a book outside this series.
What I really wanted to do was become a better writer, and the only way to do it was to keep working at it. After working in a startup where you know that any month around the corner could be the failure of the company, lends itself to this sort of overall sense of urgency and a sense of, if I pull those boots on high enough and I really try hard, I can do this myself.
Rachel Sparks is signing copies of Resistant at 6 p.m. January 31st at Malaprop's Books in Asheville. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.